WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulpritude.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Just before that announcement, you heard Simon Gregory with the tune "Ah Funk It," and Barry Can't Swim before that with Kimbara, I guess that was. Right now you're listening to DCLVIIOFC with the tune "AI Has No Soul" from the No Soul EP. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. listening to Sharif Dalal with the tune Yalla from Little Rays of Sunshine EP. Jackie Hollander before this with the After Party. And Cosmic Cat before that with Take Me Higher, the Channy remix. I'm DJ Firefly. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. That was El Nino Diablo with the tune Infinitely Venus from the EP of the same name. And coming up next, after a short announcement, I'll have Baby Wait with the tune Long Way featuring Artemis Orion. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
currently listening to BMW with the tune Music from the Jump Around release. Moon Boots before this with Wrong Note featuring Aura the Molecule. Anna Luno before that with Trouble from her recent release Pearl. We also had Nikki Elizabeth with Last Dance from The Way of Life. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. That's about it for me for today. I should be back next week with another show. In the meantime, feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we take a look at the moving parts behind the Supreme Court's decision upholding the TikTok ban.
We're joined by Ramya Krishnan, an attorney at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, to discuss these important free speech issues.
We'll also talk with longtime civil rights attorney Mark Kleiman about an important federal court ruling upholding free speech and academic freedom.
The court rejected an effort by Jewish parents and teachers to restrict the discussion of Israel and Palestine in the classroom.
Stay with us. I'm Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
On January 17th, for the first time in modern American history, a unanimous Supreme Court upheld a sweeping prior restraint on free speech imposed by Congress, banning more than 170 million users in the U.S. from accessing the popular social media platform TikTok, that the court itself admitted allows users to create, publish, view, share, and interact with short videos overlaid with audio and text. In 2023 alone, U.S. TikTok users uploaded more than 5.5 billion videos, which were in turn viewed more than 13 trillion times around the world. To avoid the ban, the law requires TikTok's parent company, the China-based ByteDance, to divest its ownership. From January 18th to 19th, the ban was in effect for about 12 hours, until Donald Trump tweeted that as president he would grant a stay of execution, pending a potential sale of TikTok. It was only 12 hours, some may say, but it's estimated that during that time the ban blocked 6,750,000 videos that would have been viewed more than 178 million times worldwide. The ban is easily the most extensive act of censorship in human history. Shortly after he was sworn in, Trump signed an executive order purporting to suspend the ban for 75 days. But serious questions have been raised whether Trump's order is legal and enforceable. And despite the order, Apple and Google have still not reinstated TikTok at their stores, preventing new subscribers from accessing the platform. Meanwhile, the First Amendment rights of more than 170 million TikTok users hang in the balance. Joining us today to help make sense of this unprecedented First Amendment case and what might happen next is Ramya Krishnan. She is a senior staff attorney at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University and also a lecturer in law at Columbia Law School. Her litigation focuses on issues related to government transparency, protest privacy, and social media. Ramya co-authored the Knight Institute's amicus brief in TikTok v. Garland, one of the lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the TikTok ban, which resulted in the recent Supreme Court's decision. Ramya, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Thanks so much for having me.
Ramya, could you please set the stage by explaining exactly what Congress did in enacting the TikTok law?
Sure thing. So Congress passed a law called the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications back in April of last year. And what that law did is essentially tell TikTok's owner, ByteDance, which is headquartered in China,